And so the president will not make any statement about that until he has those arrangements. The other question was, at some time in the future, would the president be willing to meet with the Soviet leadership? And I think I'll just restate my answer, and it is that yes, certainly, gladly. But it's important that the ground be prepared in such a way that there would be a chance for a significant result from the meeting.
Mr. Secretary,
I thought you said I was going to take two questions. What is this?
How about if we take more? First one from Mr. Grossman.
Did the Soviet Union inform this government ahead of the formal announcement of the death of Mr. Andropov?
No.
One more question.
Because the Soviets have not chosen a leader, is the world a more tense place right now because of that uncertainty?
We don't know whether they've chosen a leader or not. They may have, and as yet not announced the leader. So we'll see about that. But as far as we are concerned, we deal with the foreign ministry, and the Soviet Union is a functioning government.
Are you planning on going to the Soviet embassy today?
Yes, indeed. When they have a book of condolences, and I will go when they are prepared. As far as I know, they're not yet ready for that.
Do you have no plans to see Mr. Dobrynin?
I have called Ambassador Dobrynin and expressed my condolences to him personally, and when they are prepared to receive visitors, I will go there.
Thank you.
State Department in Washington with a brief statement of condolences to the Soviet Union following the death of Soviet leader Yuri Andropov. Secretary Shultz was conciliatory in tone, but continued what has become known as the Reagan hardline on defense and arms talks. No decision made on whether President Reagan would attend the funeral. No funeral arrangements have been announced. You might want to note that President Reagan did not go to the funeral of Leonid Brezhnev some 15 months ago. And there were some in the State Department who felt in retrospect that that might have been a mistake on President Reagan's part. You might want to note that Secretary Shultz today said that no decision had been made on whether President Reagan would go to the funeral or not, and no decision on a summit with any future leader or leaders of the Soviet Union. We say leader or leaders because there is one school of thought that the Soviets may at least for a brief time go to some kind of collective leadership. State Department correspondent Bill McLaughlin has been following the development since Andropov's death was announced. Bill, in the 6 months that Andropov had been out of public view and presumably quite ill much of that time, isn't it likely that the Kremlin leadership indeed has already put a successor in place?
You would have to think so, Dan. They've had a lot of time to think about the future. They knew how close Andropov was to death, so they really have had time to get their act together.
Well, Andropov's death was certainly no surprise to Moscow's power elite.
No, and they kept it quiet, I think, for something like 19 hours, didn't they?
Well, at least that long. That's accepting that the time they announced for his death indeed was the time of death. What is the speculation at the State Department, Bill? And I know you've been working there all morning about who will represent the United States at Andropov's funeral. We noted that Secretary Shultz certainly didn't rule out the possibility that President Reagan would go.
That's right. He seemed to keep open a fairly wide door for the possibility that the president would go. I've heard this morning that, in fact, is a matter of some argument at the White House here, at the State Department, and over at the Western White House about whether the president should go, whether that would be the right signal to send or the wrong signal, whether that would be read as a truly warm and human gesture of a hand outstretched, or whether it would be viewed as political cynicism. So it's a matter of some discussion right now.
Bill, there's been talk for years that the Soviet Union would go to a younger generation of leaders. They didn't do that in the wake of Brezhnev's death. With your long experience overseas and your contacts there, what's the outlook? Will they go to that younger generation now?
The Soviet leadership is a very conservative one, and it's highly unlikely from what I've heard, although I could be wrong, who knows at this point, that they would go to a really young type right now. A type like Viktor Grishin, for example, is being thought of by some people in this building. There are some others of his age level in the 60s, but in good health. That seems, from the point of view of the desk people here, to be the most likely possibility. But right now, that's the far side of the moon as far as American analysts are concerned. They really don't know.
Bill, one way you want to note that in a conservative society, I mean that conservative in terms of change, that the a person 60 or 61 years old would be considered part of a young, new generation of leadership.
That is true. Someone in his early 60s would be considered a young kid in that kind of leadership.
Thank you very much, Bill McLaughlin at the State Department. CBS News will continue to monitor events in the developing story, a still developing story, of Soviet leader Yuri Andropov's death, and will report them as warranted through the day, and we will, of course, have complete coverage on the CBS Evening News later. For now, Dan Rather reporting from New York.